The end of last week saw the chair of the Federal Reserve confirm that it intends to continue taking aggressive action to reduce soaring inflation in the US, with interest rates continuing to rise. Addressing the annual symposium at Jackson Hole in Wyoming, Jerome Powell confirmed that the board's main focus is to bring inflation back down to its 2% annual goal, well below the current rate of about 8.7%. But he said it will take time and requires the central bank to use its economic tools forcefully. Powell also said it will require a sustained period of reduced growth for the US, which will bring pain to some households and businesses. He described that as the unfortunate cost of addressing inflation, but said that failing to take action would be much worse. And while current economic data is mixed, the Fed chair said there are signs of underlying strength in the US economy, such as a strong labour market. But this week, highly anticipated non-farm payroll data is expected to show a sharp reduction in jobs growth. And new figures are expected to confirm a cooling of the housing market thanks to rising interest rates, with the house price index and mortgage price applications data due out on Tuesday and Wednesday. Sarah Walton, New York.